What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lady Lil. Y'all already know this is Music Over Poverty Podcast, and I'm gonna get right into it. But before I do, I do want to tell you guys, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Lady_Lil and click on that link and donate to the Women's Walk coming up in February. You know, Philly Women's Walk is, you know, for the women to stand up and take a stand for everything that's going on in our communities. So make sure y'all share that link. Make sure y'all repost that link. Make sure y'all donate. I don't care if it's $5, $10. I don't care. I'm trying to get soups and gloves and hats for the participants for the parade. So please make sure y'all do that. Also, make sure y'all tuning in to Music Over Poverty Radio on Station Here app. All you got to do is download the app and put in Music Over Poverty to listen to the radio station. I would appreciate that as well. Now I'm going to get into the topic, the topic of tonight's episode is on infidelity in the marriage. And should a woman stay, should a man stay? How many times are you willing to be cheated on before you decide to leave? And my reason to having this conversation is because of the Cardi B and Offset situation. You know, and he's kind of bombarding her to forgive him for his infidelities. But it's been constant. It's been constant embarrassment. It's been constant, you know, him on the internet or him being exposed on the internet. And this woman just had her first baby with him, her first marriage. You know, she's new to all these kind of things. And he's kind of, to me, taking advantage of that situation because he has children. You know, he's been there on this road before. You know, but it's different. It's a different situation because you're dealing with a different type of woman. You know, Cardi's strong. She's been through things, so he can't walk all over her. You know, so I wanted to ask you guys, you know, especially for my married couples, how long or how many times are you willing to be cheated on before you leave? You know, because everybody keep talking about, oh, well, it's a marriage and, you know, you got to stick it out death do you part. And I understand that. I understand my vows. And I understand, you know, not my vows because I'm not married, but I understand the vows of in the marriage. But I'm saying if you were sticking by your vows is to, you know, be there for your mate. Your vows is to cherish your mate. Your vows is not to cheat on your wife. So her leaving the marriage is breaking her vows, as well as you cheating in the marriage is breaking your vows. You know, like, people always talk about the women need to stay and don't leave after one little incident. You know, well, how many incidents is there going to be? And do I have to accept this because you are my husband? I need to know what y'all think about this, because it seems to me that it's okay for a man to do the things that he do. And in some way, in his nature, that's what he's going to do, yes. You know, because men, that's their nature. They were not put here to be with one woman. If we want to get down to the, you know, the facts of things, but it's only one man to a woman. So at some point you have to make that sacrifice, you know, and be with the one woman that you, you know, need to be with or want to be with. Because the constant infidelity, you breaking that woman down that you say you love. Every time you cheat on her, you taking a part of her with you. And I don't think men understand that. And that's not even just in marriage. That's when you in love, period. And you have connected your soul with another part of soul, you know, and you're in love. And, you know, that's your biggest emotion. You know, every time you cheat, that takes a part of the woman with you. You know, and that's why we're able to feel when y'all cheating. You know, that's why we able to feel it. Men are so stupid when it comes to cheating, because they think that they're outsmarting us or they're being smarter than us, when it's not even about us catching you or going through your phone. We can feel it. We get the feeling. That's what makes us go through your phone. That's what makes us question you. That's what makes us, you know, snoop on you. Once we get that feeling, we don't do that until that inkling kicks in. That intuition kicks in and says, this nigga's up to something. I don't think men fully understand, you know, what it's like to be a woman in that position. And not really, I can't really say that, because a lot of the brothers are being cheated on too. That would be naive for me to say that, or biased rather. So I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, when y'all cheat, we be hurt. But when we cheat, y'all be hurt. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say it like that. So, as I would say, don't put it out if you can't take it, the dish it back. You know, because if she was in a position to where, though, she wanted to be that type of female, she could be that type of female. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she was, you know, fucking around or no horror shit, because she said, you know, she never fucked for money or nothing like that. But she was in a life to where, though, she had any nigga that she wanted based off her looks. Then, you know, she got money and she done fixed her teeth. You know what I'm saying? She got a foundation. She don't need no nigga. Everybody want to be up under her ass now. Because now she, you know, she that dime piece for real, for real. So if she really wanted to be fucking with anybody in the industry or anything of that nature, she could do that. And he would be fucking sick. He would be fighting Offset, fucking lose album sales and all types of shit. Because the nigga would be losing his fucking mind if his wife was out here doing the shit that he was doing. So I say to all my brothers and my sisters, we got to start treating each other better. We got to start communicating. If that's something that you need to, you feel like you want to do, you want to step out of your relationship, have a conversation with that person. You never even know. Your spouse might be feeling like they want to step out of the relationship. You never know. You never know because you don't communicate. If this person is not making you happy, if this person is not making you feel like they did when they first got with you, you know, if you're not feeling that security anymore, then you need to speak up. Because everybody is responsible for their own happiness. And that's why I respect Cardi B for not taking in them bullshit lies and crybaby stories. If you sorry, then you'll show me in your actions. You'll stop trying to show the world, trying to prove to the world that you sorry. And he uses, oh, well, I did my stuff publicly, so I'm apologizing publicly. Yeah, do that. But stop doing it. You done. You did it already. You done showed up to the concert. You done showed us already. But how many times you gonna do that? And people still being sympathetic, talking about, oh, he did that, she should take him back. Why? Because he showed up with materialistic things. Now materialistic things is more of loyal, more important than loyalty, consistency, truthfulness, honesty. Hell no. You can take them bags. You can take them designers. You can take all that shit. If I don't have your heart, your mind, and your soul, I don't want shit from you. Period. Nothing's more expensive than that. Nothing is more worth than that, like, in this whole entire world. The richest people are not even happy. So, you know, they need love. They feel unloved. The richest people feel, why you think so many people committing suicide? Because they're not feeling love. They're feeling used and abandoned. If they had somebody there loving them for who they are and not for what they have and what they do for a living, people be so, like, it would be way more sane people on this earth. You have to give what you've been given. Or you have to give what you're asking for. You can't constantly ask the person to be there for you because you broken. And we all came from broken homes. We all came from relationships that we weren't so proud to look up to. It's not an excuse. We are grown now. So, yeah, that's my take on infidelity. Cheating. I'm telling y'all, I'm right away. You got three times. Three strikes and you the fuck out. Just like the white man gave you. You have three times to cheat on that. Like, seriously. So, that's how I feel about the situation. I'm on the phone. That's how I feel about the situation. About cheating and infidelity in marriages. And you guys give me some feedback on how y'all feel about the situation. Sisters, are y'all staying? Brothers, are y'all staying? I know y'all not staying. Y'all never stay because y'all can't take that shit. So I'm not even talking to y'all. Y'all have a hard time swallowing that kind of pill. It be stuck in your esophagus. So that's my episode for the night, y'all. Cardi B, Offset, infidelity. How long before you leave? It's your girl, Lady Lou. This is Music Over Poverty Podcast. As y'all can hear, I'm in traffic. The work don't stop. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram at Lady_Lou. Click that link. Philly's Women's Walk coming in February. Peace, y'all.